Hi, it's Afiniki. Thank you for joining me again on the Happiness Over Stress podcast. Today, I would like to talk about AHA! For those of you that have read Money and Mental Wellbeing, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's the AHA acronym at the end of the book about questions we can ask ourselves before we make any significant purchase. I know some people don't like reading. A lot of people have been asking me about audiobooks. But I thought this would be a fantastic way to get this information out to those that haven't had a chance to read it, but like listening to podcasts and audiobooks. AHA is basically something to help us, especially in these times when people are really worried about their finances. We find that a lot of people struggle not because of the amount of money they are making, but how they manage their money. So a lot of us we'll have things that we have always done because we've always done it, and that's what we know, and that's how it's always been done. But sometimes it helps to look outside our usual circles, and we'll find that there are other ways of doing things. They could even be cheaper ways or free ways of doing it. I remember when I came to England and started working, it was funny because I used to literally get paid and go straight to the shops, spend it all, and wait till the next payday. Even though it was fun for me as a teenager then, because I'd never worked when I was back at home with my family and nobody really talked to me about money, I just thought that was the thing to do. You make money, you spend it. My father, bless him, tried to tell me over the phone about how it's important to save, it's important to manage your money wisely. But it took years of experience for me to really understand what he was trying to say. So the point of this book, Money and Mental Wellbeing, is to give you a bit of a shortcut, because if we understand why we should be doing something, it helps us a bit to have the motivation to do the right thing. Sometimes people don't realize that how we make and manage money can affect our health and our happiness. Because longer term, all these habits add on to form situations that we may or may not be happy with. So the person who saves and invests will end up enjoying the benefits of those habits they have formed over the years. The person who spends every single penny that they make will end up chronically stressed because they never seem to have enough money. And to be fair, spending gives you that burst of excitement, because if it didn't, there wouldn't be something called retail therapy, because a lot of people just enjoy spending money and buying whatever they want. Our eyes see it, we go for it. People want to be rich because they want to be able to get whatever they want. And it's true, money is a tool. We should use money as a tool, but we shouldn't let money control us, and we shouldn't let having or not having money control our happiness. When we have things in place in our lives to help us to manage money better, when we have healthy ways of thinking about money, then we can enjoy money a bit more and we can be able to plan for the future and have less stress in our lives. So going back to the point, which is telling you a bit about AHA, I'm sure you'll get more on it if you actually get the book, but I'll try and give you a bit of a summary. So it's basically three questions. I enjoy going to the shops, don't get me wrong. I totally agree with whoever said that if you think money does not buy happiness, you don't know where to shop. Because I tell you, there are some things you can buy that can just make you feel like $1 million. But I agree. I understand also what they mean by saying money doesn't buy happiness, because all those things are temporary excitement, temporary pleasures that do not bring long-term joy and happiness. And we will talk about all those kinds of things in other podcasts. But today I just want to talk about how we can curtail that spending for those of us that really like to spend. And when I say spending, it's not just buying things for ourselves. Some of us like to spend, even sending money to people, giving money to people, buying presents, throwing parties, giving gift vouchers, you know, taking people out for meals. All that is giving, all that is spending. But we really need to think about how we do it and why we're doing it, so that we don't end up putting ourselves in difficult financial situations where we end up stressed and having a difficult life. So the first A in AHA stands for afford. So when you're about to make that big purchase, or when you look through your bank statement later today, as I hope you will after listening to such a podcast, when you see all those little amounts of money that add up to a lot. So for example, if you're spending £5 every day buying lunch in a week, if you're working 5 days a week, that's £25 a week. If you add that over a month, over a year, that's a reasonable amount of money that you could save or invest, or you could use for something else if you thought about other options, other ways of doing things. So it's not just about the big spending. There is also things to do with the big spending for those that like to go buy a designer bag for £10,000, or for those that want to get the latest car and spend £800 a month making payments for the car. So things like that, big spendings, especially when you realize that it is big spending compared to your income. Because for someone who's making £1 million every month, £800 a month is nothing really. But if you're making £2,000 a month and you're spending £800 a month on a car payment, I think that's quite a lot, especially if you have other expenses like your house and petrol, things like that to think about. And also being aware that there will be emergencies that will come up that we're not well prepared for if we don't have any savings. So number one question is afford. Can you really afford it? So when we're making that big purchase, and when we're deciding to go for that thing because we deserve it, because we've worked so hard, we need to think, can we really afford it? Just because the bank approves the loan, just because the shop will give us the thing on credit, just because we've got a credit card that we can put it on, doesn't mean we can afford it. We really have to think, can we afford it? Do we need to beg, borrow, or steal to get it? We can't really afford it in that case. So it's a simple question. Can you really afford it? When we really want something, we sometimes convince ourselves that we can. But we need to answer these questions honestly if we want to help ourselves. Can you afford it? Is it going to be an asset or a liability? Is it going to lead to more spending? Is it something that we're getting just so that people can see that we have it? Or is it because we really need it and we really can afford it? The H stands for help. Will it help? So it's not just about buying things because we can afford it, but does it really help? Even if it's to do with giving people money, are we really helping them by giving them that money? Or are we making their laziness or their dependence worse? Are we really helping ourselves by buying that Chinese takeaway every night? Or is it making our cholesterol worse? Are we helping ourselves by signing up to that subscription, Netflix subscription that keeps us awake till very late every night? So that's the second question. Will it really help? So just because we can afford something doesn't mean that we must do it. The last A stands for advance. Does it advance my life's vision, goal, and purpose? So just because I can afford something, just because I think it will help, doesn't mean I should automatically go for it. If it's not going to advance my life's goal or vision, then unfortunately, it means that I'm doing myself a disservice. For us to be able to answer this question, it means that we've at some point sat down to think about what we want our lives to be about, what our goals are, what we want our future to look like. So if me spending this money buying expensive earrings and necklaces every payday is not doing anything to advance my life goal of becoming a famous dancer or the best doctor or the best mom or whatever it is that is your life's goal, then it's worth thinking about whether we should be investing that much money into it. So the example I gave in the book was also somebody who's traveling every week to visit a boyfriend or girlfriend that they already know that's a relationship that has no future. Is it worth spending that kind of money, investing that kind of money and time in a relationship that you know isn't fitting with your goals, isn't going anywhere? So there's a lot to think about when we think about how money relates to our choices and to our lifestyle and to the things that we do. I know I've said a lot and different people would pick different things that would be helpful for them, but the bottom line of it is, before we make significant spendings, to reduce our stress, to make our lives more productive, and our effort and sweat that we've used to make that money more productive, we need to think, can we afford it? Is it going to help? And does it advance our life's goal and purpose? Thank you for listening today. And please continue to choose happiness over stress. Bye.